Well, look at this. A snake in the birdhouse.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, my California brothers. How are we?
Hey there, my friend.
Snake.
So, Donnie, you're going to join us today, right?
I am.
You're going to give us the 1984.
Quiz, yeah.
Yes.
I have everything all ready to rock and roll, and I'm ready to take your quiz also.
Okay. Very excited. Sometime in the 5 o'clock hour, I believe we will do that.
You will see me show up here at 5 o'clock then.
Okay. Exactly. What are we promoting exactly? You're doing what?
I'm going to be on the hard line at 5 o'clock. They gave a quiz, a pop culture quiz, to the Cowboys players.
Okay.
And they're amazed that they had no knowledge of the questions that they asked. So.
Okay. All right.
We're going to see if I can get those answers, and then...
In the 5 o'clock hour.
We are going to... I'm going to administer a test to the hardline.
Okay.
Love it. Okay, this question is for Maddie. Does he have family from the upper Midwest? Because he uses the crutch phrase, and whatnot, a lot.
I do not.
And are you strictly from the South? Like, whole family, everybody?
Yeah, for the most part. I guess, technically, my grandmother, who passed in 1999,
was from Corby,
Minnesota. So that would be...
Okay.
But...
That's upper Midwest.
I don't recall her really using that much.
You consider Minnesota the Midwest?
Upper?
I don't know. You know what? I should not question anyone about anything on geography.
Is your entire family, Donovan, like... up to great grandparents? Do you know? Are they all Texas?
All of them.
Really?
Everyone.
Mine is basically Texas and Oklahoma. Pretty much everyone except for my dad's mom. My dad's dad met in the war, and so she was from Minnesota, and they came down here, I guess. Well, he was from Oklahoma.
Okay. We get this a lot and whatnot. We get this a lot during the Olympics. And first off, it's a ridiculous question because the answer to if you had unlimited resources and unlimited time, what Olympic sport do you think you could excel in? The answer is none.
No, not true. Handball.
Oh. At this age.
I think I could score in handball.
Okay. I think you have to go back to if you had unlimited funds and unlimited time from the age of 10. But the age of 40? No.
There has to be a handball league around here, and I want to see Maddie go and try and score right now.
Well, unlimited funds would mean for Maddie, okay, he quits his job. He's got $5 million over the next 4 years. And he can train wherever the elite handballers train. Would that allow him every day, 12 hours a day, to train, to be a member of the U.S. handball team? The answer is no. It's no. Now, if you could do it, if you were a good athlete and you had good hand-eye coordination and you had that gift bestowed upon you at the age of 15, then maybe you would get somewhere by a certain time. But these people have trained since they were tiny children.
I agree with you, Corby.
In all their sports, all of them, since they were tiny children.
Yep.
Yeah, it'd be very difficult at this point in life to step in and compete with people in their athletic primes in their 20s and whatnot.
There yes. Yeah, for sure. On the Olympic front, okay, so you are, Justin says, God comes down and will grant you the ability to sprint at Olympic gold medal speed.
Thank you!
But...
Oh.
Every time you cross the finish line, you immediately...
shart.
...and have to waddle to the nearest bathroom. Do you accept?
I think I take it. I'll just have to tell Lewis Johnson to hang on just a second. I'll be right back out.
You're the fastest man in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Upper decker. A lot comes with that.
I'll take it.
So how many races do you have to compete in to where you got to a point to where you finally win the Olympic gold and you're...
But you're the fastest one, so you can compete in the Olympics right then and there, and then as soon as you cross the finish line...
Oh, okay, so you don't even
have to... waddle to
the...
Well,
you still have to qualify, so you have to what? You're racing, what,
three races every time? I'm fine.
And so then you have to go through the Olympic trials, so you're talking at least six races.
I wouldn't even slow down. I just cross the finish line and immediately run to the back to the toilet to clean myself up.
Plus, you could wear maybe a brown
No. What thing?
What about a nice
what do they call
thin Trek diaper? So it wouldn't show.
And at what point would the announcers kind of catch on, or the rest of the country catch on to your bit of, my God.
And there he is. They call him
Here
Sharks.
Comes Orb.
And for those that don't know, you will see that in about 9.4 seconds.
Yeah, I don't know,
it
man.
It might catch on, though. Like, you'd get
That's
a lot of endorsements.
Horrible trade-off.
Endorsements for what?
Imodium AD, adult diapers, toilet paper. You don't think Charmin would be all over that?
Maybe so, but what are they going to say?
When Donovan, I cross the finish line, I use Charmin, you know, something like that.
So let's say Noah Lyles makes, I don't know, $10 million a year, you know, off endorsements for, you know, since he's been 20 years old. Is it worth it to have that speed, but you end up doing that at the finish line? Dude. Would you agree to wear, while you race, an adult diaper? That is your, like, undergarment.
And I'm still fast.
Yes.
You know what? I'll just wear the diaper with no shirt.
Yeah, because you'd be ripped.
Yeah.
You would. You'd be so ripped.
Be
well,
awesome.
No.
It would be better.
Donovan, it's nothing. There's no... You don't have to be ripped. Just you have the speed.
Just the speed? Yeah, man. I don't care.
That's kind of... I think I'd be right now.
I wouldn't even have a shirt
awesome,
on.
Though.
I'd just wear the diaper and cross the finish line.
All the other athletes would be, what is it? How in the world
I don't
is this
know
a
how,
thing?
Right, how is this happening?
It'd be way better in that than it was if you're the fastest
barefoot.
Swimmer. But every time you finish in the pool, because then it would just obviously get everywhere.
Oh,
in the
you
pool.
Couldn't do that. Then yeah. It's no, you couldn't. No one would swim with you. There's no way. What at Donovan? Would you wear like a little baby bonnet and carry a little rattler with
passy,
you as you're
have
running?
A passy.
How great that
yeah.
would be?
And that when I run the relay, it's a rattler instead of a baton.
Right. Yes. Then they would think that you're into like you had a baby fetish. Like this is.
I'm yeah, running though. I'm running real fast. But you know what's happening? I can explain it. This is happening to me every time I cross the finish line. So I'm trying to protect myself and others.
God, what a weirdo. You would be the...
Yeah, but it'd be so great. You're just out there.
Or you're
just
little...
like, here comes Donovan, big baby.
Yeah.
The baby sprinter.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, it's baby runner.
Three, though. It's very strange how we retain this speed. Okay, this is from Samsul, Tyler. I don't know if you guys are familiar with him.
Yeah, I don't know him. I know someone.
I know Tip.
Yeah.
He says, a topic me and the wife were discussing for the birdhouse. If you were to wake up tomorrow and had a zombie apocalypse, what would be a major inconvenience that would have no effect on your ability to survive? And he brings up having braces. So basically there's no more... You know, there's no more doctors, no more dentists, anything.
No more
zombie apocalypse wipes it out. And you have braces that you were supposed to get off like in 2 weeks.
Oh, man. Yeah, that would suck.
Does the internet still exist? Because you'd have to Google how to remove braces from yourself.
No, there's
no, you're
internet.
Just figuring this out yourself.
Yeah.
You're in trouble.
Internet's
and you
gone.
Just have braces forever, I guess.
You have braces forever. Yeah.
Man, that
and that's the other thing. Like, what if there is some sort of medical... Like, something happens to you, you know, you have a broken leg and you're supposed to go see the doctor the next day, and then the zombie apocalypse happens and you're just like,
you become Civil War, where you die of gangrene.
I think you can survive with the broken leg. I think it'll kind of... No, I'm talking out of my ass.
We'd go back to the 20-year-old life expectancy.
So what did they do when they broke their legs before? Did they bring the blue tarp out and you...
You put a splint on it and wrap it and hope that you did well. If
that's
it's
what I'm
compound,
saying.
You're dead.
So you can do... dead?
You get gangrene. How are you going to fix it?
You don't get gangrene from a broken bone.
I said compound. A broken bone, no. But if it punctures the skin, then you get infected
man,
and
you're
die.
Giving a lot of asterisks on this thing. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well, he is right to a certain point, but I don't know. Like, maybe we should look that up just in case there is a zombie apocalypse and we have the resources to help alleviate that. But
that's just one thing you will assume that you're going to die if that happens.
Yeah.
So you don't even worry about the braces or your broken leg.
No, that's why you have to have friends. You need a friend group. If something like this hits, you need a friend that has a wild arsenal that he has access to. You need a friend who's a doctor. Maybe now we need orthodontist friends.
And don't you just boil water for anything?
Right.
And that'll help?
Sure.
The first thing you have to do in any medical situation is boil some water.
Well, and that's like if have a baby, right?
Boil some water.
Boil water.
But right.
Then what's, you always heard that as a kid, like when you saw Little House on the Prairie or some show, you know, about pioneer days, and they would boil water. What does hot water do?
I don't know. But I can guarantee you Little House on the Prairie is not on the quiz I'm going to give you today.
Laura Ingalls.
I can promise you that. So get that out of your head.
God, I love that show.
Would you rather be the guy in the Olympics that lost, like the French pole vaulter's bulge,
yes,
or you're running the mile, you're in first place, you fall down, and you cause everyone behind you to trip?
I think losing like the pole vaulter lost would be epic because now you're a legend.
Yeah, I just don't hear a lot of people talking about him in the wild.
Well, go over to France.
Oh, maybe so. But I think
he got offered like $250,000 for a OnlyFans or something.
I think it'd be kind of cool if you're in first place and you fall, and it's kind of like Ricky Bobby.
Yeah.
And everyone wrecks behind you.
But you still
win. Do you just immediately get up and continue to go? Or is the race over? And it's,
I think it gives you a good shot to get up and still win.
I know. So give me that. I don't want to lose because of my junk.
I don't know, man. If you had to lose, that's...
I mean, what is... Seriously. Like, what good is that going to do for a moment? Oh, my gosh. Look at that. Oh, he has a huge wiener. And then after that, it's done.
Well, Hawk Tua girl's pretty well off now because of her little phrase. So I imagine you could sign posters of that. You could start an OnlyFans. You could probably go down the rabbit hole.
No, you don't want to do an OnlyFans.
Right.
Though.
That's not all of a sudden. Money. Yeah, all right. I want to do this and show off my pole vault stick.
By the way, Mike Ducey. He's listening right now. Hi, Mike. And as we were talking about the Olympic sprinter scenario of winning gold, but then having an accident in your pants right after, he says, "You're describing my daily neighborhood walk."
Poor Mike.
So sorry, Mike.
To the end of the trail.
Oh, no. Not again.
It's not even a jog. It's a walk.
Right.
He gets to the door and it's done.